Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this latest meeting of Staffordshire Council's Cabinet. It's 29th of May 2025. We'll go through the agenda. Minutes of the meeting on the 15th of May 2025 are circulated and published on the 16th of May 2025. Everyone happy that I signed them?
Aye.
I'll do that in a second. Any apologies?
None received, Leader.
Thank you. Councillor, question time? Thank you. And the proposals of the Cabinet Members are as follows. A, it's resources portfolio, that's Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. Well, this is about the revenue and benefits collection report, 44/2024/25. And the report is to inform Cabinet of the performance of the Revenues and Benefits Service with regard to the collection of council tax, business rates, and the recovery of overpaid housing benefit during the 24-25 financial year, and also to seek approval for the writing off of arrears listed in the confidential appendices. And paragraph 2.1 gives reasons for the report being not for publication. Well, if we look at the headline figures, Leader, first of all, council tax due for the 24-25 year amounts to £105.3 million, of which some 97.8% was collected by the 31st of March. This is the best rate of collection since the COVID-19 pandemic. But do remember, of course, the council only keeps about 10% of the council tax collected. Secondly, business rates for the current year amount to 55.9 million, of which some 98.6% was collected by the 31st of March. This is a significant increase on last year's 97.9% and the best rate of collection that we've recorded. However, repeating this performance in the coming year will be challenging because many retail, hospitality and leisure businesses are facing higher bills as the government relief to these has reduced from 75% last year to 40% this year. So that could have an impact. The report details, as usual, all reasonable and lawful attempts which are made to recover all amounts due with regard to council tax and business rates. Regrettably, not all of the monies owed to the council can be collected despite our best endeavours. And it should be remembered that this money, if collected, would be used for the benefit of residents of the borough, and they are the victims of non-payment. The report also covers our trace procedures when debtors abscond, along with the problems of legislation and lack of legislation, which can frustrate our attempts to collect both council tax and business rates. Well, Leader, it should be noted that there are no irrecoverable council tax debts listed in the confidential appendix, but there are four irrecoverable business rates debts in the sum of £214,224.38 listed in the confidential appendix. Now I turn to housing benefit overpayments. As the Cabinet knows, the Council manages the housing benefit scheme on behalf of the Department for Work and Pensions, who fund the cost of benefits paid to claimants. Well, some £397,000 was recovered of overpaid housing benefit in the financial year 2024-25. And it should be noted that this income is received into the general fund and is not shared with the other preceptors. So we get to keep the lot, not just 10% of it. So that's good. So the amounts being recommended are well below the value of the bad debt provisions which the council includes within its accounts, in the expectation that some amounts owed will not be paid and cannot be recovered. And the cost of collecting the debt has been considered as part of the decision to put these forward for write-off. I'm sure, Leader, that the Councillor and the Cabinet will wish to join me in thanking the members of the Revenue and Benefits Team for all the time and effort they've expended to produce such good annual figures for the Council and the residents of the borough. I ask Cabinet to note the information regarding collection and to agree to write off the arrears in the confidential appendix.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. If anyone's got any questions, we must remember not to stray into the pink area of the agenda. If we do, we will have to go into confidential. Councillor Hood.
Thank you. Could I just ask, do we contact other local authorities to try and track down those who owe us considerable amounts of money?
Yes, we can do with we will, if there's a reason to. We tend to use credit reference agency type data to trace somebody. It's not something particularly that just going to another local authority and can you tell me where. If you've got John Smith registered or whatever, it wouldn't be of any value. Really, if there was a reason to contact another local authority about a debtor.
I just wondered if we, through you, Leader, if we check that they're not owing debts to other local authorities, the same person.
It's not something we would do as a matter of course.
Okay,
no,
thank
I'd wonder about data protection type issues as well if we were to start. If we know that somebody owes, for whatever reason to believe that they owe another local authority, as well as we'll work with that local authority to try and trace them and recover them. But
okay,
it's not something that generally we would publicise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you. First of all, I think we ought to note the very high success rate in collecting both council tax and business rates. I think that's very commendable. But I'd also think the level of accuracy in terms of housing benefit, to the extent that we only have less than 0.5% errors, I think is remarkable and extremely welcome, because a mistake in that area is for people who are in dire circumstances often. But I do want to focus on part of this report, it's in 6.12, about business rates, where we are hampered, as are other local authorities, in recovering business rates that are unpaid by the existing legislation. And although it seems previous governments have made assurances on this, nothing seems to be happening. And I think we ought to be putting pressure on government to actually act on this, because for them to expect us to collect all this money, but then to not to take action on these loopholes, I think is extremely remiss. Thank you.
Thank you, I suppose. Anybody else in the comments or questions? Thank you very much, members. And that actually concludes our meeting for tonight. Thank you very much for attending.